Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mary Jane Richardson Jones. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve deep into the fascinating entries of Wikipedia to bring knowledge to your doorstep. Today, we are shining the spotlight on an influential yet often unsung heroine whose contributions to education, philanthropy, and civil rights underscore a legacy worth celebrating. Her name? Mary Jane Richardson Jones. Mary Jane Richardson Jones was a prominent African-American educator, civil rights activist, and philanthropist in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, whose work primarily took place in Chicago, Illinois. Born into slavery in 1826 in Tennessee, she overcame countless obstacles to become a beacon of hope and progress for African-Americans during her lifetime. Now let's imagine for a moment. You're born into an era when the color of your skin almost certainly dictates your destiny. A time when your rights, your opportunities, and even your own body are not truly your own. Yet, in the face of such grave injustice, you rise. This is exactly what Mary Jane Richardson Jones did. Imagine the extraordinary strength of character and determination it must have taken for her to carve out a path of influence and impact. In 1845, Mary Jane married a man named John Jones. Together, they navigated the precarious landscape of pre-Civil War America. They first lived in Alton, Illinois, a place that became noted for its abolitionist activities. In 1847, the couple moved to Chicago, where they would soon make their lasting mark. John was successful in the tailor business, which allowed them to step into the role of social leaders in Chicago's African-American community. Their home on South State Street was a cultural and intellectual hotspot, often hosting discussions concerning civil rights, women's rights, and abolition, the hot-button issues of the day. It was a hub for distinguished guests such as Frederick Douglass and John Brown. It's thought-provoking, isn't it? To think about the conversations and strategies that might have been crafted within the walls of their home. Mary Jane Richardson Jones was also an education advocate. When she felt that the public school systems were inadequate for African American children, she didn't just stand by. She actually helped establish a school in her own home for Black children who were otherwise denied education. This act of resistance and empowerment is a testament to her commitment to uplift her community. Have you ever felt compelled to make a difference like Mary Jane did? It's truly inspiring how one person's resolve can spark such significant change. Now let's talk about wealth. The Joneses were one of the wealthiest Black families in the country at that time. But Mary Jane was not one to just sit on her affluence. As a philanthropist, she used her resources for the betterment of her people. She financially assisted the Underground Railroad, helping countless enslaved people flee north towards freedom. Think about the impact she had on these lives, providing them with a chance at a new destiny, a new hope. Mary Jane's activism didn't stop there. She was heavily involved in the suffrage movement, another monumental force redefining society. She worked with Susan B. Anthony and was the only African-American woman to participate in the first International Council of Women in 1893. Following her husband's death in 1879, Mary Jane continued to be a community leader. She managed real estate the couple had acquired and remained committed to fighting racial discrimination and promoting educational opportunities for African Americans. It seems her spirit and vigor for justice were unstoppable, even in the face of personal loss. She was a vocal member of the National Association of Colored Women and contributed to Frederick Douglass's North Star publication. Her reach extended far and wide, ensuring her voice and the voice of her community was heard even in times of stifling silence. What resonates with me here, and likely with you too, is the idea of using one's voice and means for advocacy. It's easy to overlook the power we hold as individuals, but Mary Jane Richardson Jones is a striking reminder of how much can be achieved when that power is harnessed for good. Think about the societal issues that you are passionate about. Are there ways you could step up much like Mary Jane did in her time, to support the causes you believe in. Before we wrap up, let's reflect on the legacy of Mary Jane Richardson Jones. She passed away in 1910, but her mark on history remains indelible. We have uncovered just a glimpse of her remarkable life. There is so much more to her story, and the stories of countless others like her who have shaped our world in ways we are still untangling today. As we close today's episode, I want you to take a moment to consider what legacies you are creating or supporting. How will your actions and choices impact future generations? If Mary Jane Richardson Jones' extraordinary life can teach us anything, it's that the courage to challenge the status quo and fight for what is right is a catalyst for enduring change. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. If Mary Jane Richardson Jones's story has sparked an interest in you, I encourage you to dive deeper. Visit the Wikipedia page, learn more about her life, and maybe, just maybe, let it inspire you to be a force for good in your own community. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep making your mark on the world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mary Jane Richardson Jones. Thanks for listening. See you next time.